Greetings and welcome to a special episode recorded live in the on-site Stream Commerce podcasting studio at the New York City Global E-Commerce Leaders Forum in September 2022. These episodes are presented by Stream Commerce, a full-service, full-funnel e-commerce consultancy bringing together the boldest and brightest innovators, strategists, and e-commerce experts. They are the Shopify Plus expert that does more than build sites. The Global E-Commerce Leaders Forum NYC 2022 brought together thought leaders from retailers and brands selling direct-to-consumer. Top global consumer brands were joined by digital natives and digitally-led brands from the fashion and apparel world, health, cosmetics and beauty, consumer electronics, and other leading retail verticals for a one day full of education, sharing, and networking. Let's listen in now. Welcome to the Global E-Commerce Leaders Forum podcast here in the Stream Commerce podcast studio. You're my first guest. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I'm just getting organized here, so it's really great to be here in New York City. Love New York City. Let's jump in. Tell me about yourself. Who are you, and what do you do for a living, and what's your background? I saw Amazon, I think, in your background, so lots of interesting stuff. So just give us a bit about you.
Sure. So I've been in the industry, if you will, for 20-plus years, doing shipping applications as in different roles, ultimately found my calling, which is product management, and did all parts of cross-border. For the last 10 years, I've been exclusively in cross-border space and worked on logistics, building networks, doing software for compliance, duty and tax calculator, classification, AI models, you name it, for cross-border, and I've been part of it. Being for 20 years at the same company is a long time, so I took a couple of sabbaticals, quote-unquote, and I did go to Amazon Global Logistics team for about 9 months and came back to Pitney Bowes. But
and that was kind of the early days for Amazon Logistics, right? They were kind of getting geared up. I mean, compared to Pitney Bowes, which has been doing it for a long time, right?
Yes, right. True. But they had a great team. I mean, wonderful team. Mm-hmm. The team that built it at Pitney Bowes and at eBay. So they're doing fantastic there. And last year in November, I decided to join Passport to take their awesome brand solution and 3PL solution to marketplaces and build it out for the long tail retailers, because that's my expertise in building solutions for marketplaces and long tail sellers like eBay sellers. So here I am at Passport helping them do the same.
Well, and did you always, how did you find yourself in logistics? How did you find yourself in this work? Is it kind of, you just found your way into it, or was it always of some interest to you, or when you experienced it, wow, this is really interesting, I want to do more? How did you wind up spending your career in this?
Yeah, very interesting question. So I went into Pitney Bowes to do software development process work. I came, background before then, 20 years ago, was with Rational Software, if you remember them. They were acquired by IBM afterwards. But doing software for shipping systems gave me the shipping bug, if you will. And then it was from one thing to another. And then when cross-border was happening, I knew that I'm not doing anything else.
All right, tell us all about Passport. Tell us all about the company and what they do and what makes them different.
Yeah, so they've been there since 2018. They help brands go global. And think about them as the modern e-commerce carrier. They were built in 2018, so they're not a 100-year-old company. They're not based on legacy systems. They're not built for B2B. They're built for B2C e-commerce.
Purpose-built. Through this, okay.
Perfect. So they are they actually solve the right problems for retailers at the right time. So, for example, all of a sudden, EU and UK needed VAT registration, IOSS registration. They just solved that problem by creating a seller of record product. Small retailers need duties and tax calculation in their Shopify cart. We gave that solution. So we are building solutions to solve the problems that hit them or about to hit them.
So I guess a more contemporary, so to speak, not that, you know, 2018 is a long history. Like when Brexit happened, there'd be a lot of changes there if you want to do business in England, right? Is that a good example?
Absolutely. That's where the UK VAT registration became mandatory, and we said, okay, no, everybody cannot go through that process, so we'll help them by becoming seller of record. So our focus is shipping. So our focus is delivering parcels for those retailers to their international customers. So we try to take any friction that would be there in that delivery, and all our solutions are around that.
And do you have your own fleet of vehicles, trucks, and planes, or do you, you just kind of, you have partners that do all that? You are kind of like the important middle connector between brands and the doorstep or wherever, right?
Correct. So what we do is we are asset light. So we pull the best of the breed solutions to make a seamless experience for the merchants and their customers.
All right. So I guess you'd have a set of choices in any market, and you just pull the right lever, make the right partners, for example, in around the world. Is there any place you don't do business in?
No.
No?
We are in 200-plus countries.
200-plus countries. 200-plus countries. Wow. Okay, so we're here at Guelph Global E-Commerce Leaders Forum. So what brings you here, and what kind of knowledge are you sharing with the folks here? Like when in the conversations in the hallway, we're very early in the morning, so maybe I'm your first conversation. But
True. So I'm here actually going to be doing a fireside chat with the DTC guy, Nick Sharma, and Kent's going to facilitate that. So, and what we're going to talk about it, how to create the best experience for your international consumers. Like, how should you think about it? And for all the New Yorkers who are a fan of Prof. G, Scott Galloway,
I see you did a bunch of Section 4 certification. Right?
I am a sprinter, right? I'm the founding member of the community, so I've been there from the beginning.
Fantastic.
And done many, many sprints, and I love them. But this clock model he taught us in the brand strategy, which is think about everything you do in pre-purchase, purchase, and post-purchase clock model framework, and that's what I'm using for the experience part of it. So that's what you learn. It's at 11:45. Do come.
So at that clock model is really a way to say, where should you put your emphasis and resources into those three models, right?
Now,
do you have a perspective on that that you're going to be sharing on the stage?
Absolutely.
Within that model? Tell me more about that.
So what we are going to do is, from the brand perspective, which is Nick's going to talk a lot about it, how they should think about it in pre-purchase, purchase, and post-purchase, and I'll talk about it from the entire delivery experience perspective. People think that delivery equates to getting good tracking. It's not really it, right? You need to think about the entire experience. For pre-purchase, you want to think about, like, okay, I'm doing cross-border. I need to know which items I can ship to which countries, where it's going to be banned. Am I doing something that's not going to work out from the import perspective, from the export perspective? So if you want to give the best experience to those international buyers, you don't even want them to search or view those items. So make sure that when you know that this person's coming from Brazil, or this person's coming from Canada, or this person's coming from UK, then make sure that they only view the items they can actually check out. Like, don't give a very abrupt experience where they search, they view, now they're bought into that, and when they put in cart, you say, sorry, I can't ship to your country.
It's back to the early days of the .com, right? We had that experience. I'm Canadian. We had that experience a lot in Canada, right? You'd go to sites that were ostensibly had physical stores, for example, in the country, and you go to their site, and you get all the way through the checkout, you're in the basket, you're all excited. Sorry, we don't ship to Canada, you know?
Yeah. And that's what I call about, like, pre-purchase experience. Like, make sure that you do it, that you don't give them access to those items.
Right. They can't even see them. They can't find them.
Yeah, exactly.
Search. Now, let's talk about the third part of that, reverse logistics. Do you get involved in that? Like, returns are gnarly internationally. Talk a little bit about returns.
Yeah. So returns is a very important thing, right? First of all, it should start with your policy. So make sure that your policy for returns is visible to your customers.
So let me stop you there. Give me one or two of the most, the things that people make the biggest mistake on. I mean, returns policies are like all over the map, I find. Everybody's got a different policy. What do you advise?
One thing I've heard, that if we give a returns policy, people return more. That's a myth. So they will return if they're going to return, regardless, right? So by offering, if you think as a retailer that it'll increase your returns rate, it's a myth.
Is there some kind of sweet spot, though? Is it past a point somewhere where it's just too easy to return? Or in your experience, that's not what happens?
I think you want repeat customers, make it easy for them to return and learn why they're returning and hit those root causes.
So returns happen. We all know that. You guys take care of it, right? It doesn't, if it arrives and it's not the right thing, you guys make sure and take it back. And,
correct.
And you reverse all that flow. In other words, they get the credit and the dollar and the tax. And
so we are not in the financial flow. So we are the logistics provider. We are the ship. We are the carrier. So we will make sure, however the retailer wants to do the disposition on that return transaction, we'll help them. So sometimes it's just not worth it for it to come all the way back from China to the U.S. If it's a $25 item, it's going to cost you more to just bring it back. So you can say that I would just want to have a certified destruction, or I want to liquidate in the country. There are lots of options, or donate is another one that's coming up a lot. So you could do many things about it. And then ultimately, if it's something where you want to bring it back, we definitely
you'll
have
make
them.
Sure and make it
we'll
happen.
Make sure.
Right? And so just following that point, do you find those resources in the countries? Like if you want to do one of those two or three things, donate, destroy, or kind of be channeled, do you guys connect to that? Like tell me about that.
So we're not like deeply into that in all markets yet, but in the key markets, we will partner with the other companies to do that.
Okay. All right. Advice. Not that you haven't been giving us a lot of great advice already. And the advice is in two starts and one stop. You talk to a lot of people. You got a depth of experience. Two things that they're not doing, they should start doing. And one thing that maybe they should stop. Maybe they're not even doing it, but it's, or it used to work and it's not working. Share your advice.
So if they're not doing cross-border, they should do it.
All right, that's a big one.
That's a big one. That's an obvious one, but absolutely do it. Because think about where we are right now. Like, everybody can see all products on Pinterest, on Insta, on TikTok. You can reach those customers now globally, so why not sell it to them? Like, people are, like, hungry for new items. Like, there is a whole generation who wants to have something different. So make sure that you have a strategy to reach those customers. That's number one. Number two, really align the providers that you work with your strategy. Don't go out and say that I want to work with XYZ and let's see what happens. Instead, articulate your own goals and then go after who is going to give you the best solution for that.
Okay, so don't reverse flow your whole strategy. Go find some providers and then figure out what you're going to do with them.
Exactly.
Do the other thing. Okay, what's the thing that you see when you're in discussions with prospective or clients? You say, listen, don't do that. It's not going to work out. Give me an example of that.
The discussion in our logistics world goes a lot about free versus fast. So that's the other thing, right? Like, I don't know the percentage, but almost, I would say, more than 60% people would opt for cheaper or cheaper.
When you say people, do you mean consumers?
Consumers.
Okay.
Consumers will pick cheaper over faster.
Faster. Oh, okay.
So they'll go slightly slower, but a lot cheaper.
Oh, okay.
Freer, the better.
The freer, the better. But
yes,
that doesn't equate or necessarily coordinate with speed. If I could
correct
get it. And give me an order, like it's weeks. I mean, I grew up in a direct selling thing where it was like, hey, you'll get it in 4 to 6 weeks. I don't think we're talking 4 to 6 weeks, but what's a sweet spot for that?
So I think about it this way, right? Like, you can get anything in 3 to 5 days. You go express, you spend hundreds of dollars on that shipment, or you can go like really, really cheap, but then that 3 week time period. Where I would suggest is that go in the middle, which is right in between for both the price and the speed. Someone like Passport.
Nice. Okay, so how do we, let's wrap up. How do we get in touch with you? Are you a LinkedIn person? I see you
I'm
on LinkedIn.
I'm a LinkedIn person. Yeah. We have passportshipping.com, our website. Reach us anywhere. We are on Twitter. Just reach us.
Fantastic.
Talk to us.
Well, thanks so much for joining me on the podcast. It was a real treat to learn about your business and getting to know you. And I wish you a great, great time on the stage, which is coming up later, and continued success.
Thank you.
If you like this podcast, you can follow us on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music Podcast Channel, or your favorite podcast platform. Please rate and review, and be sure to recommend to a friend or colleague in the retail and cross-border commerce industry. You can learn more about Global E-Commerce Leaders Forum and continue to keep up with the latest on cross-border commerce online at globalecommerceleadersforum.com, and check out the upcoming Guelph LA event, February 22nd, 2023. The program theme for Guelph LA 2023 is Scaling Customer Engagement Globally. Guelph speakers will consistently deliver an energetic and engaging combination of global e-commerce strategy, cross-border tactics, and best practices. See you there. Until then, safe travels.